Highland Radio have joined forces with the Errigal Arts Festival. In part three of our series tonight, we have a live performance from Joshua Burnside with support by Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus Devaney.
Hi, welcome along to this very special edition of the Ghost Light Sessions, part of the Errigal Arts Festival. Tonight we've got two very special acts coming up for you, and I hope you're really going to enjoy them. First up we have Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus Devaney.
Hello. So my name is Kate O'Callaghan, and this is Seamus Devaney, and we're absolutely delighted to have been invited along to this festival special edition of the Ghost Light Sessions. Thank you very much to Dean Maywood for that. And we're no strangers to the Ballar Theatre. We've been here a few times before, and it is, in all honesty, one of our favourite venues in Donegal to play in. I'm going to start off with a song that, I wrote a few years ago now at this stage, but it kind of feels now more than ever, it feels more pertinent somehow. So it's called Lullaby.
To be
Thank you.
That's the proof there is an audience here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had to drag them in kind of spaceman suits and kind of set them at the back and kind of fumigate them and stuff. I'm only joking.
So, a few years ago, I recorded an album that was a concept album. It was called The Girl with the Beret. And it's part of a larger project called Songs from a Witness Statement. And it's inspired by stories about my great-grandaunt. Her name is Katie Byrne, and her involvement in 1916 and the War of Independence. And at the moment now, we're actually working on part two of this project. Yeah, which is great. It's lovely to be working on some new music. So I was thinking I was going to start off with just one of the songs from the Girl with the Beret album, called Rising Men Down. And then I'm going to go on and I'm going to do a couple of songs from the new project, because it follows her story, you know, as she moves from Dublin after the Rising over to Scotland and then spends some time there, and she's involved in some gun running and stuff, and then she comes back home, and it kind of describes, you know, her story and what she finds as she comes back into Dublin and then continues throughout the War of Independence. And it's more about looking at the personal story, because her story was in a witness statement report that's logged with the Bureau of Military History, and it's just such a lovely account of the real personal experience of a very, very ordinary girl at the time, but caught up in an extraordinary event, which I find really lovely and interesting to write about. So we'll start with this one first. I'm just going to check my tune in.
Also, we decided that we did the last album as a kind of a through recording, so if you ever come across a CD of it and not listen to it on Spotify, which ignores the fact that it should be played from start to finish, there are no endings to the song, so the two other songs, we've kind of become very, very fond of the way they end, even though they're part of the larger project, it all runs seamlessly, so, but you'll get the idea when you hear it.
Sister girl, blessed and absolved in the presence of the Lord. Lie me fell by the folds with the war in his hands, and the boys now men I held in my arms. They are rising.
Women were kind of largely written out of Irish history, and well, probably history all over the world globally. But kind of until fairly recently, you know, when the centenary in 2016, like, did a lot of stories about the women's actions and behaviours come out, and some of those actions and behaviours might have been very subtle and maybe seemingly. Not significant, but actually were very powerful actions that changed, that had a large kind of social change over time. So I kind of wanted to focus on that a little bit, and that's why actually the second phase of this project is called Small Behaviours, and this is the title track from that.
Infinite actions that all
Finish up with just one more. Thank you very much again for having us. It's absolutely lovely, and we're really looking forward to the next set as well. So that'll be a lovely surprise.
Heart open wide, no armor have you built inside. Just stepping stones to place before you, one by one, to bring you forth. With these stones so freely laid, you move all fearless and unswayed. When I look at you, and I wish you all the love in this world. A weary eye to cast upon, shade you in and bear down. Thank you.
Okay, hopefully you enjoyed that. Fantastic stuff from Kate and Seamus there. I just want to take a moment and tell you about the Ghost Light Sessions, which is almost back to normality again. And next month in August, we will be back to our regular slot of the first Wednesday of the month. So if you're interested in coming along, please check out the Balor website for tickets and information about lineups. Now, next up, we have a very special act. All the way from Belfast, we have Mr. Joshua Burnside.
Noah, Mercier, you are the blood that flows through me, flowing like the blue Danube. Noah, through the heart of an empire. Tobacco, under cinnamon apples, glowing cast monsters on the mezzanine. Noah, why were you so kind to me? Noah, don't let them have my gold. Charlie Burns, oh how I long to see the killow in evergreens. I never thought I could feel taller than the mighty spruce. Noah, the firs of Calcalpin. In the flaming petroleum, you said you saw me swimming in a black ocean. Noah, what did you mean? Noah, I am afraid. died. I was never one. I was never one for heights until you lay. Until you lay beside me. So won't you hold? So won't you hold?
Cheers. Thank you very much. That was a new song called Noah Mercier, about a French circus performer who falls in love with an Irish giant from Ross Trevor called Patrick Murphy. It's sort of mostly fictional. And this is a song called The Only Thing I Fear Is Myself. In the key of...
were out working, your voices in the attic, see faces in TV static, tigers in the garden, ghosts under the stairs, and under my bed behind the curtain, always feel the presence lurking. Well, now that I am older, the only thing I fear is myself. Yeah, the voices in the attic were mine. Well, I don't know what I did last night. I don't know what I said. Make you run a mile from me, there's thunder in my head. Oh, when the day is dying, I take my potion and float above that endless ocean. But careful friend, this useful tonic will boil the blood inside your stomach. And the only thing I fear is myself. Yeah, the voices in the attic were mine. Yeah, the only thing I fear is myself, yeah. Well, I just can't find peace in my soul. No, I just can't find. Well, this persistent illusion that everything is moving forward as the weather vane spins, spins, spins. And the only thing I fear is myself. Yeah, the voices in the attic were. Yeah, the only thing I fear is myself, yeah. Ooh.
said I feel lonely when I'm with you, lonely when I'm with you. It's when you're with me, you're not with me, you're with everybody else. Killed a million things tonight, fly to the mud in the dusty light, just to have you to myself again. I would have waged a war on everything. Do you remember when we first met? It was like something from a film. You were passed out on a balcony, undisturbed by the cacophony of Paris in the morning. Into the mystic blaring out of a party long abandoned. Safe refuge never enders. Off to the cold coast, where old ghosts are often heard the most. She said, you think you're smarter than you are. I said, I dread all to know you more than at the margin of the ocean, waves crashing in the dark, screaming, Mr. Tambourine Man. No, I love what I knew of you then, and you love what you knew of me then. Like those old ghosts you sing about. Yeah, that's how I feel now. Like a vampire's reflection in a mirror far away. If you could only see me again, could only see me again. Yes, I'd wage a war on everything. Yes, I'd wage a war on everything. Oh, become a stranger to myself. I'm a stranger to you. Oh, I've become a stranger to myself.
Cheers.
I drove late down to the edge of the lake. Where your hometown shines far on the other side. And I trace with my finger the streets we used to terrorize. Drinking in the park, holding hands in the dark. This old love glows like the moon, swinging low above the Atlantic, sparkles on the choppy days. if I don't care what they say. If I have to dance alone, I will. I fell for a hologram. I don't give a damn. No, if I have to dance alone, I will.
Bad habit of changing the set list every time we play, so that just keep you on your toes. I don't know why I do it, honestly. I feel like I don't know. Sometimes it's just in the mood for a different tune, and I kind of follow that mood, much to your dismay. This is an older tune called Grapes.
You may wonder why I sneak at night downstairs into the kitchen, why the port cask finishes off diminished in the morning. Well, I've written many a song in my short time, but this song after a few, and I sing, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Yeah, I sing, whoa. Thank you.
Time for one more tune. One more? Yeah. It's so nice to be in this beautiful building, surrounded by lovely people. I just want to thank you guys for having us. It's class to be doing something that, you know, it feels like a real gig. Heck, it is a real gig. Cheers. This one's another new song. Called Whiskey Whiskey, and it's about my fear of flying. I'm not a good flyer, so I wrote a song about that when I was on a flight to London one time, just to kind of distract myself from the situation. I often find I'm getting like really early flights for like meetings or whatever, or gigs, or just for any reason. And I would drink a lot of whiskey to get through the flight to calm my nerves, but then I would land in London feeling really tired because I'd been up early and already hungover. It's not really a good way to start a trip. So I've had to try and rectify that behaviour to some success. Not really.
Whiskey, whiskey, no ice in my whiskey, please. The plane lurches, my stomach flips, and I look to the cabin crew for signs of concern, but they don't give much away. Mm-hmm. I am an Ulsterman, a goddamn liberal. Man of reason, oh, the little things we tell ourselves to give us back a bit of meaning. I mean, God's been dead for a while. So if there's nowhere for our souls to go, then I don't want to be so sober. So whiskey, whiskey, no ice in my whiskey, please. Work it out, I've had my fair share of conversations with twisted metal and broken glass. If lightning's gonna strike me twice, this time I'm gonna do it right. Whiskey, whiskey, noise in my whiskey, please. Whiskey, whiskey, no ice in my whiskey, please. I ain't gonna die sober. No. I look to the cabin crew for signs of concern, but they don't give much away. Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The Errigal Arts Festival is proudly supported by the Arts Council of Ireland, Fáilte Ireland and Donegal County Council. Join us next week for more in our series on Thursday the 23rd, Vigil, and then on Sunday the 26th of July, Little John Knee. Brought to you on Highland Radio with the Errigal Arts Festival.